Jesus' first ministry words were to repent and seek the kingdom of God, okay? That's, or to repent. So we don't accept the Holy Spirit. What we do is we come by the blood of Jesus Christ and his perfect work, okay?
Okay.
And because of what he's done, we see that we're in great need and we need...
Well, the thing is, I believe I blasphemed the Holy Spirit 10 years ago. My life's been a living hell, okay. but yet the Holy Spirit's waking my pastor up out of a dead sleep to pray for him.
Well, hold on. By Christ's perfect work, you can come by faith knowing you fall short of the glory of God, and the Bible calls us to repent. That means come out of the world. That means come out of all false ways. That means come out of the church, the culture that is wrong. And when we repent and place our faith in Christ, God sees a willing vessel. He sends the Holy Spirit in his time, in his way, when he does. I can't tell you how that is for you. It's different for everybody, a different time and different then.
The thing is...
And you'll be... Can I finish the gospel? You'll be born again by the Spirit of God. The fruit that you're born again is not that you go to a church system. You don't even need a church system because they're all false. They are. What you need is the Word of God, the Spirit of God, the truth of God, and the desire to follow him with all that you are and be a Noah and follow him alone if you have to, if you know other godly people. And holiness and obedience marks your life, and the standard of your life, how you dress, talk, act, live, how you spend your money, is aligned with God's Word. And then, when all of that is in alignment with God's Word, then you must endure. That's what my gospel card says at the end. You have to endure to the end in a saving faith. That's the biblical gospel. It does not require Sunday church attendance, which is a man-made doctrine. It doesn't require that you have to have people with you. Now, if you know true godly saints that are striving for the kingdom, who wouldn't want to gather with them? Church of Monette is not them. Their pastor is a coward. He wouldn't even come out and talk to me. I clearly exposed them on the internet. He never had a word to say. So, forget about them. What is your religious affiliation? Are you...
I don't know. I was raised in a very bad...
I mean, now. You said you're a pastor. What kind of church are you
Baptist.
Going to? Baptist. Yeah. See, the Baptists come along in 1620.
Okay.
They aren't ordained by God. They keep Christmas and Easter and Good Friday, which are pagan false holidays. So you got to come out of all those false ways. Maybe that's why you're not being... That's my wife, Debbie. Maybe that's why you're not being blessed, is because you're still holding on to a bunch of false ways and a bunch of false people. God says he's a diligent rewarder, or he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Hebrews 11. So, seeking God means walking in all truth.
All right, sorry, I got to call my friend. We got to find out where they're at. Well, thank you for your time.